This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. U.S. troops have begun their withdrawal from Kabul Airport following a two-week scramble by Washington and its allies to fly out their nationals and Afghans at the risk of reprisals under Afghanistan's new Taliban rulers. We get more from AP's Ben Thomas.
With 3 days to go before President Biden's deadline for getting out, a U.S. official says the number of troops at Kabul Airport is now less than 4,000. But Pentagon spokesman John Kirby says even as gear is loaded onto the flights, the evacuation of people continues.
Any U.S. passport holder that wants to get in can get in.
As for Afghans,
we are still processing and getting on planes. SIV applicants, as well as vulnerable Afghans.
After a Saturday drone strike killed two members of the Islamic State Group's affiliate in Afghanistan, Kirby says the threats of another attack remain very real. Meanwhile, the remains of 13 U.S. troops killed in a suicide bomb attack Thursday are headed home. Ben Thomas, Washington.
The Taliban deployed extra forces around Kabul Airport Saturday in an attempt to stop large crowds from forming 2 days after a deadly suicide attack killed scores of people. AP's Karen Chamas reports.
People fled from the sound of gunfire near the main gate to the airport. The Taliban were shooting into the air, trying to control crowds of people desperate to leave the country. The Taliban set up new layers of checkpoints on roads leading to the airport, some manned by uniformed fighters with Humvees and night vision goggles captured from Afghan security forces. The main U.S.-led airlift is winding down and many areas around the airport have cleared out. There are concerns that an Islamic State affiliate responsible for a recent attack at the airport may strike again. I'm Karen Chamas.
Visit voanews.com for more.